Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dirt and Sprague continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Sprague.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Hour number three. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan. The Fan Sports Network.
Get the out of here. That's good right there.
Got two more hours to go on the show.
Ready.
Dusty Harrell will join us, ever heard of him, at 9:15 today. I believe that has been confirmed. Our Duck sideline reporter and our brand manager, the brand man himself. He's heading down to Duck Media Day today, and we'll see what kind of audio and snippets we get out of Duck Media Day.
Technically.
And we'll revisit tomorrow.
Duck Insider.
He is our Duck Insider.
Because he's on the sidelines, he interviews Lanning.
Yes, he is.
You know.
He's got the inside scoop.
He does.
What's he going to scoop on our show? We'll
he
find
better
out.
Have all the answers.
I want to get to some fun with audio here in a moment. Actually, some of it's not fun with audio, but just college football audio in general. I wanted to read a couple thoughts that we're talking about Happy Gilmore, too.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, dude.
Trying to do a poll question, my computer screen is black.
That's a good thing to have happen. That's wonderful, right in the middle of the show. Who needs a laptop that works? Yeah, it's one of those, like, I want to talk about it more, but maybe we shouldn't feel weird about spoiler alert. Like, it's Happy Gilmore 2. Are spoiler alerts a thing?
You could have told me the plot twist.
I would have still watched it.
10 minutes in, and I'd be like, oh. All right. But everything else, I've guessed. Right. Way too many cameos.
Way too many cameos.
Bad Bunny, man. Just a huge character in this movie.
Bad Bunny, yeah.
Travis Kelce in it, of course, with his fake hair. Cameo after cameo, and he does the whole PGA versus Liv mocking.
Yes, basically was the theme of the movie. People are texting in, to be fair to him and the writing of it, that I guess they had a huge part of the movie that they had to essentially rewrite because Carl Weathers was still alive when they started working on the project.
So he was in the original.
He was supposed to be in the original movie
that
and
sucks.
Then pass away, and they had to come up with different ways to change the script, I guess.
Yeah, look, Carl Weathers, RIP, great actor. I don't know if he changes my overall takeaway, which is like, I enjoyed it. I'm fine with it. Didn't have a big expectation. I would have liked to have seen him. And so maybe that was the flex out of Carl Weathers passing away was, what if we have Chubbs' son in it?
Yeah, a couple of thoughts here. RP1 said, man, I got to disagree. It wasn't great, but I had a lot of fun watching it. Plenty of good humor, good cameos, good callbacks. There was plenty of dumb stuff, but even the best Sandler movies have dumb stuff. I enjoyed it and had fun. I guess I should rephrase, like, I had fun watching it.
You didn't sound like you did.
The movie was horrible. But I had fun watching it. That's kind of how I feel about that's been every Adam Sandler movie for 20 years.
Oh, what's the last one you didn't
When was the last time Adam Sandler made a good movie? Like, let's be honest here. Not like, hey, I chuckled, that was fun. Like, damn, that was a good movie.
I'd look
it up. Go through his Rolodex.
Hold on, I gotta...
You're gonna go Grown Ups 17?
No. I didn't mind the first Grown Ups,
The first
though.
Grown Ups was fine.
It was fine. Yeah. It wasn't great.
I'm going like 50 First Dates. How long ago was 50 First Dates? Long time ago.
2000 and...
The brother on the steroids.
Like, three, dude, four.
Like, it's been... that, to me, is every Adam Sandler movie. I don't mean that as a... I mean, I know it sounds like a criticism because it is. The movies all largely suck, but they're... It's background entertainment. It's Paul Blart Mall Cop Like, I chuckle a couple of times, but in large, the movies are not good.
Well, given where we're at in the state of movies, I would say this. You don't have to like Adam Sandler's movies, but I do think we need Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
He did a Halloween movie last year. Year before, Huey Halloween, and it's not great, but like...
It rises to number one on Netflix, probably.
Well, but it's a fun kids family-ish kind of movie with all goofy Adam Sandler stuff. Like,
all for it.
You don't have to love the movies. I still need them in my life.
Somebody said I had extremely low expectations, and it was worse than I thought. I got texted in.
There's a lot of that take.
Has Adam Sandler made a watchable movie since Anger Management? What's the point? That guy texted
in. Dude, Anger Management, that's a good callback. Let me look at Adam Sandler's movies.
Oh, Uncut Gems. To be fair, Uncut Gems, I forgot about that. That's not a comedy movie, but Uncut Gems was a good movie.
But see, that's a debatable one. People hated that movie, sure. And other people loved that movie. It was either like a great movie or an awful movie.
And I went middle of the road with that one. I went middle of the road of, I mean, it wasn't the Oscar nominee that some people made it out to be, in my mind at least, but it was good. It was entertaining.
He made a movie called Murder Mystery 2 with Jen Aniston in 2023. I didn't know that at all.
I didn't see
the Hustle movie, the basketball movie.
I never saw it.
Okay.
I never saw it. With the Mexican player, right? Who was the player in that?
I'm blanking right now.
Okay.
Hotel Transylvania. He's had some kid movies come out.
I guess I view Hotel Transylvania as a good kids movie.
It's a genre.
Yeah, I view the animated movie slightly differently because that's voiceover work.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think he is...
I think a lot of his... My point is largely that Adam Sandler movies, you know what you're getting when you go into it. You're going to chuckle. It's background noise.
Yeah.
You're mildly entertained, and then you move on. Like, it's not... They're not good movies. And that's okay. That's his genre, and I'm with you. I want Adam Sandler to continue to make movies. I don't see all of them, but I see some of them in that time when you're just sitting down on the couch. But I was calling a spade a spade. I'm not saying I didn't chuckle and have fun for the 2 hours. My thought was, when it was over, will I ever watch that movie again?
Probably not. It's
probably
very long.
Not.
It's 2 hours.
It's 2 hours long.
If it was an hour 20 minutes,
ever go back and watch that again?
I could see you being bored and like, meh, yeah. Whatever.
And the first one, when Happy Gilmore's on, like from time to time, you're going to stumble on it and be like, hey, all right, I'll watch a little bit of this because it's a funny original thought. And this was just hard to read.
He also was still up and coming as a movie star.
Yes, he was.
And he was coming off of Billy Madison. So like, there was a whole big build of like, dude, this guy, he might be on a run here. It was the young. It was SGA. Yeah. It was like, oh my God, he's in the league MVP.
This came out of nowhere.
And you loved it. You take away, you're like, hey, he's really good.
Hit after hit after hit after hit.
I'd say at this point now, it's, Al Horford.
It's a good comp.
Still serves a purpose, but not my go-to NBA player.
Let's get to some college football audio. Do we want to start with the funny or the sad first? Dealer's choice.
I'd always go with funny.
You want to go funny first, then sad?
Well, maybe let's reverse.
Let's go sad first, and then we'll
make ourselves laugh from the sadness.
Clean the palate of the sadness. I don't really know what's going on. Your guess is as good as mine. We asked Adam Rittenberg about it earlier. This is a very weird one. This happened on Instagram over the weekend, and it connects to, there's a press conference going on. I think it's 11 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock our time.
So, as
soon as we sign off, coincidentally, lovely. We got a new hour, and
we need to go to 11 now, okay? Sorry, the firm with Harrison Meringue. We're moving you aside for an hour. There's a press conference, a medical press conference going on in Boulder, Colorado today with Dion, and this happened on his Instagram over the weekend.
I don't know if I'm ready mentally, emotionally. Last night was tough, yesterday was tough. Because had to make a will. That's not easy at all. To think that you may not be here. But you want to make sure everybody straight.
So I had to make a will. It's not easy to think I might not be here. He's having a medical press conference today. We know that he's been dealing with health issues for quite some time. He had to amputate his foot, what was that, a year or two ago?
Something like that.
I don't think it was. Was it the entire foot or part of the foot?
I thought it was part of the foot.
Part of the foot. Yeah. So he's clearly been dealing with health issues for a while. Now they're having a press conference today, but nobody really knows what's going to be said or if he's going to continue coaching, if he's taking some time away. Nobody really knows what's going to happen.
Well, we talked with Adam Rittenberg about 45 minutes ago, and he basically said he has reached out to people who are saying he's going to coach, and despite that video and how alarming that video is, he says there's no expectation that he's going to miss games. That's his best guess on the reporting so far.
Yeah,
but he also wanted to leave some wiggle room of like, we don't really know all the medical stuff, and so we might find out some stuff today.
Right.
Yeah, that video is, it's kind of sad.
A little uncomfortable, a little sad.
Especially when that person awkwardly chuckles after he mentions having to make a will.
Yes.
Background.
Not a great time to laugh. Probably no, laughing at something else. Yeah, like you're not hearing clearly, that video, yeah. But just the timing of it was not great.
Very weird. Very like, are we going to find out like something awful is happening to Deion Sanders, or is this something that's already done and he just got in his feelings and made a video?
Yeah, and then I saw reporting that he made the will back in May when he was going through other medical stuff back in May. So
well,
I don't
they
know
were vague
was,
with this. You got to remember.
They haven't answered anything on
after
it.
After yeah. spring ball, there was a thing that he was like at a medical facility and they yeah. were not a lot of information out about that. So
he was just at Big 12 Media Days, what, 2-3 weeks ago? He was there.
Yeah.
And somebody asked him about his health and he was like, I'm doing fine. Don't ask me about my health. And then just basically brushed off every health-related question.
He's got a little, God. Actually, I'm not going to say what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because I don't know what's going to be in that press conference.
We'll find out. We'll react
to it
tomorrow.
And I don't want it
to
age poorly.
So, that happened over the weekend. It was very weird and cryptic. He did that on his Instagram. He has a press conference today at 10 o'clock. So we'll find out what's going on with Deion Sanders. Okay, there you go. The bad's out of the way. Let's get to the funny. I want everybody to listen to this.
This is more of the what?
What? And I want you to play the fun game of, can you guess the question?
I found the question.
So you know what the question is?
Yeah.
100% certain you know what the question is.
80-20.
Okay. What was the question asked to get this answer from the head coach at Baylor, who is Dave Aranda, going into another year? They got a big game in week 1. I think they host Auburn in week 1.
There's some buzz on Baylor this year.
People love their quarterback. Here comes Baylor, right? Yeah. Is Aranda going to do it? Mm-hmm. He was at, I think this was a coaching clinic at what Big 12 Media Days are done. He was at some sort of coaching clinic, and he was asked a question. So guess what the question was, and enjoy whatever the hell this is.
But there's a scene in The Wolf of Wall Street when they're talking about throwing midgets, and it's like, you know, hey, this midget, can he roll there? And you go, no, he doesn't roll. You throw him. You know what I mean? And they're made for throwing. And then after a while, they start talking, and they go, well, you know what? I think they may think they know we're making fun of them. The midgets may think. We're making fun of them, so then I'm going to start, you know, they may get mad at us. And then the guys go, well, what we need to do is make them think they're one of us. And they go, one of us, one of us. And I think that's the thing with coaching, call it recruiting, is it's that way. They talk about acquiring players, getting rid of players, just like that. And the whole thing underneath all that is they make them think they're one of us. You know what I mean? And it's like, but you, I don't know. Do you have to do that to win? You know, that sucks. Yeah.
Can we play guess the question?
So I got the question.
Okay.
It has have your fears about the transfer portal and paying players come to fruition?
Wow. And he goes right into that scene right from Wolf of Wall Street, huh?
There is a big debate that he is trying so hard to be Mike Leach in this, but he cannot.
I guess he has a history and a track. I don't follow Baylor football that closely.
Well, it's been pretty disappointing
sure.
in his era.
I think somebody has said that he's got a bit of a track record with this. Like, he gives really weird off-the-wall answers from time to time.
Like weird analogies to questions.
Yes, yeah. There was another one that went viral in the aftermath of this. The guy who reported it was like, if you think that one was weird, this one was probably the weirdest one, but he also did this last year, and it was another like, the hell are you talking about right now? So maybe he's got a bit of this track record, but
I mean, most of these dudes, if we're just being honest,
one of us, one of us,
most of these dudes are pretty weird.
They're all very weird.
They're working 13, 14 hour days. They don't have much of a social life. I guess I'm not shocked to hear that he's a complete weirdo, and that answer just. You could give any other answers.
Any other answer
than that answer.
I mean, it hasn't been great. We're paying guys. Guys are hitting the portal. It's hard to build a program, hard to build a culture.
I'll tell you right now, they come out the gate and they're disappointing. They're like a 1-4 again. Like, he's not been good. He's underrated first to get fired. I also don't know his buyout. And
he had one good year there, I think, right? And then he have one year pretty early on where they're like, oh, Dave Aranda's doing great at Baylor.
I look it up, but my laptop screen is still black. I cannot get
yes,
my
year two, they won the Sugar Bowl in his second season. So he took over in the COVID
year. Did they beat Iowa State? Am I misremembering that?
But they beat Ole Miss 21-7 in the Sugar Bowl.
Oh, touche. Okay, I don't know why I was thinking Iowa
they
State.
Won the conference, so maybe they beat Iowa State in the conference championship.
Maybe that's what. Maybe that was my memory.
And then after that, went 6-7, 3-9, 8-5 last year.
Yeah.
So people love his quarterback. He's back for another year, but large. He's 31-30 in 5 years at Baylor.
That's pretty awful.
21-24.
He was the hot coordinator. He was Marcus Freeman before Marcus Freeman.
The hot coordinator coming in. And somehow answered a question about throwing midgets.
So he's throwing
the Wolf
portal
Wolf
players, or portal players are the little people here.
You
got to
make
thrown.
Them think that you're one of that they're one of you, but they're not because you're going to kick them into the portal. I don't quite understand the analogy, but Dave Aranda, you do you, boo. And they got a big game against Auburn to open up the season. Let's go to Corvallis next, shall we?
Mm.
Hey, the Beavers open up camp this week.
They do.
How excited are we for the start of camp? Questions, storylines going into Wednesday's opening day of camp. We're going to go to Corvallis for a daily ticker at some point this week. Let's take a look at Oregon State and what they got coming into year two under Trent Bray. That is next, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good point from Bob. I've fallen into this trap many times over the years.
Yeah.
Remember when people were upset that Ducks hired Dan Lanning instead of Dave Aranda?
Yeah.
Because that
Matt
was a thing.
Rule was one of them at
Matt
one
Rule
point.
Was another
instead
one.
Of Mario, or instead of Rule, they went Mario. Yeah.
Kevin Sumlin was one for me. Why would you not hire Kevin Sumlin, dude? The guy won in the SEC.
I remember those takes by you.
Great offensive mind.
P.J. Fleck.
P.J. Fleck, I think I'd still be okay with.
Really?
I think so.
You think Fleck would be good at Oregon?
I don't know if he'd be Lanning's level, but I am. Maybe it's just like the used car salesman. Well, sure. Yeah, you know.
A great quote.
But I wouldn't know what the Lanning level would be because Lanning would have never existed in my life.
I think he would. I think he'd be at a different school dominating. But Damn it, dude.
When he was hired, nobody had even heard the name connected with Oregon.
I know.
So we wouldn't have known that reality. We would have just had our tie on. We would have been rowing the boat, winning 9 games every year.
What year did Mullen start at Oregon?
Oh, God.
I know he's been there a minute, and he just got an extension. I'm just...
I don't know the answer. I mean, it's been a long time, but yeah. I'll see if I can find it. Was hired in 2010. He was hired from Kentucky.
Best hire he's made.
Yeah.
I don't think it's close.
Yeah.
Because Willie Taggart Altman's was terrible.
Taggart was terrible.
Helfrich
Chris Ball was
being
good.
Okay was terrible.
Not good. What did Dane Altman... I'm assuming he made the Altman hire, right? When did Altman take over?
I thought Altman was like 08.
Has it been 08, 09? No way it was 08, 09.
Okay.
Because I was in college in 08,
it was the year after Craig Robinson started Oregon State because they went back-to-back CBI champs.
Yeah, he was hired in 2010.
So that is that Mullen's first hire, or was that
probably
the previous?
I think that was his first hire. Because I remember when I was in college, it was still Ernie Kent. They had a year where they were a 8 seed in the NCAA tournament, and they lost their
first
game.
So what's the better hire?
That's a tough, I mean, it honestly is a tough.
That's why I'm asking you the question. We got a Final Four in there, buddy.
There is a Final Four in there.
Elite Eight action going on.
I mean,
you take football. Even if it is a small sample
size. No, I think I'd go Altman.
He won the Big Ten.
He did in 1 year, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying Lanning. You obviously know how I feel about Lanning.
Oh, I know.
The longevity of Altman and the consistency of Altman is something that the basketball program has never experienced before.
Well.
Ever.
Don't disregard the tall furs, first
of all. I mean, people
national
forget.
National champions.
That's
okay?
A national title. Get you one of those.
You're not wrong, but, like, where does college basketball...
I mean, football's significantly more important in my fandom. There's no doubt about that. But we have seen Oregon have similar levels of success under Lanning as they've had in other coaches as they have under Lanning, if I could speak correctly. We've never seen somebody do this to Oregon basketball. Ernie Kent went to 2 Elite Eights, and every other year he was there, he was terrible. Go look at Oregon seasons without those 2 Elite Eights in there. It saved his. The first time he was going to get fired, and they went to Elite Eight. They're like, all right, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then they sucked for 5 years, and they went to another Elite Eight.
You're
like, damn, here we go. And then they fell off the face of the cliff again. He had two good seasons, essentially.
It's a really good Oregon State segment.
You're the one that started it.
Dirt's duck coaching power rankings.
Hey, how about those beefs? Cam open ups on Wednesday. That was an interesting question. I didn't see that one getting thrown at me today.
What do you think Duck fan votes for there, real quick?
Duck fan would vote for Lanning because football is far more important to the fan base than basketball is. It's not even close.
We can speak to that with the attendance.
Yes, we can. The level of segments that we do throughout the course of the year. And, you know, Oregon basketball is wake me up in March.
Nate Biddle's back.
Nate Biddle's coming back. The Beavs coming into a year that is fascinating under Trent Bray, year two. 5-7 last year.
Yep.
You know, it's one of those, like, as I'm scrolling back through my memories, I'm like, that's right, dude. Oregon State was 4-1. Their only loss in there at the start of the year was obviously the loss to Oregon, but they beat Purdue, who was terrible, but still it's a Big Ten team.
Yep.
Nice wins open up the year, beat Colorado State in that double overtime win. You're like, man, 4-1 could be going to a bowl game.
Right.
Rest of the schedule's kind of cake, and then things just, they imploded from then on out. And you look at the start of their schedule this year, I'd say the first 5 weeks are all very interesting because you open with Cal, an ACC team. Then you get Fresno State, who's a future conference opponent you don't want to lose to, on the road at Texas Tech, on the road at Oregon, so you get Big 12 and Big 10, and then at home against Houston, who I don't really know what to expect from this year. Back half of the schedule is a joke, but the first 5 weeks are great. I'm excited, man. What's the 30,000-foot view of year two under Trent Bray?
I'm just going to echo the sentiments of some. There is not a chance you're okay with PJ Fleck.
You don't think so?
I think you love P.J. Fleck.
I like the idea of P.J. Fleck, and I think given better resources, P.J. Fleck could be better. That's the part about Oregon that I will acknowledge.
When we interview him, you're like, going to go, oh, my God, I'm going to go buy his book.
Dude,
I would read half his book at Barnes & Noble because it's like 80 pages long.
If he's selling me something door-to-door, I'm buying it. He has that impact.
You bought a row.
If this is where I'll be fair with the anti-Lanning stuff. You're the one that did this, by the way. If Lanning is at Minnesota, he's not winning the Big Ten title game.
I don't know that.
I would imagine. Resources, institution, the history of Oregon football, all help.
He's talking with his helmet, right?
Minnesota's got one hand tied behind their back to a certain extent. So that's the argument for a P.J. Fleck.
Yeah, Oregon State, as you keep interrupting this segment with duck coaching talk.
I like P.J. Fleck, man. I do.
I know. I was bummed you weren't on the interview with him. You would have really enjoyed it.
I would have rowed the boat.
Look, there's no way to sugarcoat it. I understand how much they lost. I'm not Oregon State alum here. I understand it. The way that season unfolded was beyond disappointing. You can point to a lot of stuff, no doubt. You don't lose 28-0 to Air Force.
No.
Having a complete no-show. Look, Cal had better talent than you, obviously acknowledging that. Nobody was going into that game going, man, they're going to be down 44-0 against the Cal Bears. And that happened. So, like, I think there's a balance here of giving grace and leeway to a new regime and saying, how can you really expect the moon? And also balancing, oh, my God, they looked not serious or ready by the 8th, 9th, 10th game of the season.
Things just hit the side of them. They were 6-7 to end the year.
And so to kind of try to put a bow on that, it's like, okay, year one, okay, whatever. What's year two? Year two to me is massive. You cannot look at their depth chart And I know that they had some coaching turnover here. They lost their offensive line coach, who, you know, former alum, sweared he was going to be there forever, took the first NFL job he was offered. He gone. Mike Kavanaugh stepped back in. And I actually think that's an upgrade at that spot. The offensive line brought in a transfer. They're experienced as a group. I expect the offensive line to be fine. Their targets on offense, you've got Trent Walker coming back. He was great for them. Darius Clemens came on finally after getting past those injuries.
Yes.
I'm excited to see what Taz Reddick's going to be. Jimmy Valson, Dave Wells, they've got targets. Oh, by the way, they have a quarterback now.
They do.
Not to mention Hankerson coming back at running back. This offense should be humming. This should be a good year for Ryan Gunderson and company to turn around what last year was, I thought, an incredibly inconsistent to poor showing of a group. So the excuses are gone for year two with that offense. Defensively, I mean, look, I think the big thing for them defensively is what it has been for what feels like an eternity at this point, is your pass rush good? Their pass rush has not been stellar. Sans a player or two here and there. Their pass rush is largely irrelevant when I watch their defense, and has been for quite some time. Bray was a really good defensive coordinator when he was that for Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
But I defensively, to me, a little up and down last year. They're bringing in a transfer at middle linebacker. They obviously had to replace some guys who hit the portal last season, but you've got some experience now in their secondary. Skylar Thompson was one with some buzz to maybe transfer out. He decided to bring it back. This should be, to me, with your schedule, and there's certainly a tough start there at the start of your schedule.
Back half eases up a ton.
Man, this is an 8-4 season, and I honestly think sub 8-4, I'm going to label as kind of a disappointment. I'm not going to say they can't do it. They can't turn that program into the right direction, because if you go to a bowl game, you're going the right way. But I have an expectation when I look at that schedule, I look at that roster, I say, feels like an 8-4 season.
And I think that'd be a step in the right direction for the majority of the fan base, because I think that's a part of it. And we'll carry this over to the other side. I'm curious where Beaver fans are at going into this year. It's not a, I mean, considering what they went through, it's a ridiculous thing to say, you know, hot seat, or what does Bray need to do to get, you know, prove people wrong, all that kind of stuff. He was dealt a hand that nobody could have won with last year.
But what's 5-7 in year two going to feel like?
That's not going to feel great. I think that's the larger point of, like, you're not there yet because of everything that was the rug being pulled out from underneath the program, mm-hmm. In the athletic department. But year two, it's wild to think how much different you feel going into the first year in the new look conference, which will be the year following this, where there's a legitimate pathway to a college football playoff now on the line for the Pac-12,
sure,
as the highest rated group of six team, and likely going to, I in my opinion, come from that conference more often than not. Like, that's kind of what you're trying to set up. This is one more like gap year where you're just trying to resettle things, figure out what your identity is. And if you have a good year, to feel good about your head coach, your offense, and all of that going into that first year in the conference, I think you feel totally different. What are your expectations this year? A couple more thoughts from us on Oregon State as they get ready to open up camp on Wednesday. We also got some NFL camp notes to get to, including more details on a player who's no longer on a team. We got contracts getting handed out, injuries happening, so we'll get to some NFL camp notes as well coming up in a bit. We're back after this on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in. Get to some NFL nuggies here in a moment. Dusty Harris going to join us, our Duck insider and brand man himself at 9:15. Talk a little bit about Oregon Media Days as well. One point on a position group that we did not get to last week that we got some audio I'll play from Lanning coming up here in a little bit.
It's though, an interesting position group, that's for sure.
Bit of a conundrum. If they fall short of expectations, could this be the reason why? We're talking Oregon State, though, and I wanted to read a couple of these thoughts. Just on a very interesting year for Trent Bray, where you're trying to be fair. The hand that he was dealt last year, nobody was going to win with that. Could they have been better? Should they have looked as bad as they did offensively against the likes of Air Force? Probably not. So there's truth on both sides of it. But also, year two, you could feel a lot better about the program and him as a head coach if they have a nice bounce back year.
Absolutely.
A couple thoughts came in on the fan text line where you can interact with us, 503-864-6326. Someone saying, I'm going 9-3, the minimum. Cal's going to be horrible this year. You get a true freshman week one coming into a sold-out Reser with a ton of renewed energy with Malik Murphy. I don't think they beat Texas Tech or Oregon.
Yeah.
I do think they drop a road game at the end of the season to Washington State. Somebody tells me you won't win that one in Pullman in late November. Every other game, though, you should be heavily favored to win. And then on top of that, somebody said, my Oregon State expectations are an ugly 8-4. Back half of the schedule is very light, but they're so thin roster-wise with quality depth. I wonder what the first five games of the schedule injury-wise could make the last seven look like. Also, at Texas Tech and at Oregon, back-to-back weeks early in the season is rough.
And,
so, 8-4, 9-3.
Yeah, barring injury, like, look, it kind of ruins the rivalry, which is why I understand why it's being played. It's tough to get the games back on the schedule once it's canceled, but it's what makes that Civil War rivalry kind of stupid to me now.
Do we have it? Is it on the books after this year?
Oh.
Or is this the last year for now?
I thought initially it was just a 2-year deal.
That's what I thought too. Did I miss a future announcement?
Well, I just, you know, they're doing it for the fans' sake because there really isn't a benefit for, I mean, like travel. I guess to cut on travel for both programs, more so for Oregon because they're in the Big Ten and they got to go. Well, Oregon has to go to Rutgers this year.
They do.
So you cut on travel, whether it's in Reser or Autzen.
I am not seeing it on the books in years to come.
Well,
their non-conference schedule is set for the next 3 years. From Oregon State's not on it.
From a football standpoint, barring something insane happening, the reality is, if you're just being as honest as you can, that's going to be probably an ass whoop in most years. And that's just not enjoyable. It's not.
Especially at Autzen this year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but hopefully the quarterback plays better for Oregon State. 8-4, 9-3 is a flip, coin flip. Like, what game did you win versus maybe what game did we think you would lose? Cal certainly on paper looks like one of those teams. I'm not going to completely dismiss the Cal opportunity there for the Bears to beat them again. There might be a wild card loss in there. To me, it was just about Jonathan leaving, and then you lose all these dudes to the portal. Your quarterback's gone. Both your quarterbacks are gone. You got to turn over and change coordinators as well. To me, it was about not just being having a bare cabinet. It was about like games that you just look like you weren't prepared for.
Yeah.
I think it's
just
okay.
Completely overmatched.
Yeah. If you lose to a bad-ish team by a field goal or a late touchdown, yeah, okay, that happens. Jonathan did that a couple times. He lost to a Colorado team that I thought they should have beaten in Colorado. Totally understand it. It's like just getting flat out and embarrassed, and that was the alarming, like, whoa, that's not just a restart problem. That is, what's going on with preparedness, what's going on with the offense, the defense is in.
Like, you've fallen that far below where Air Force is right now.
Like, dude,
that's a jarring reality.
I said it in the last segment, and I wanted to get the exact numbers because I didn't remember what the number was. Would you care to guess Oregon State's sack total last year?
Oh, God. Like, for team total sacks for the year?
Yes.
15?
7. God, quite literally dead last in college football.
Mateo Uiagalelei had more himself.
Mateo Uiagalelei in the Wisconsin game, I think it was the Wisconsin game, had 4. And at that point,
I think Oregon had 10 sacks against the Huskies in the last week of the season.
Yeah, that's what it... Well, yeah. Either Mateo had as many as Oregon State had at that point in the Wisconsin game, but I remember that team-wise, they had 10 in a game, and that was... Yeah, Oregon State had 7. The closest team to them is Mississippi State with 10.
You got to find a way
that's
to get more
dead
pressure.
Last in all of the sport.
And that's playing in the SEC for one of them, and then Oregon State's schedule.
New Mexico
be fair,
had
11. Air Force doesn't throw the ball, so one of your opponents didn't throw the ball at all. So that is going to limit your numbers, but that's horrible.
It doesn't matter.
7 in 11 games is horrible.
7 is inexcusable. Yep. So they need to generate a pass rush. It's interesting, if you look at their depth chart, because they're not wrong, listeners, to point out the depth stuff. We know offensively, like, that unit better be better this year.
Yeah.
Defensively, as interesting is, they didn't really lean heavily on the portal defensively. They brought in a total of 6 guys, but I would say 5 of those 6, depth chart-wise, are second or third string guys.
Sure, just depth pieces.
Just
for
depth
them.
Pieces in general. As I mentioned, the linebacker is really the only area, start-wise, they've got guys with experience.
Right.
Like, I'm not asking them to be lights out defensively. Their schedule kind of shakes out for them, in my opinion. But you've got experience this year. There's not really a lot of excuses that I'm going to lean on. This world of college football with the portal, when you can change the game at a number of key positions, offensive line, quarterback, within a year, the whole, like, oh, they were 6-6, which is technically better, that excuse doesn't hold water for me anymore, man. Like, they should take a leap this year. Now, I don't have them beating Texas Tech.
Sure.
I don't have them beating Oregon.
Not asking for 10-2.
No. And 9-3 would be stellar. 8-4 is really good. 7-5 is okay.
Right.
6-6 is a one game improvement technically, but I'm not going to look at that and be like, yeah, man, unreal projection that they're on right now, trajectory.
Yeah, I look at on their schedule, I would argue there's probably 8 or 9 games where I would imagine that they would be favored.
You're leaning, picking them in them, yes.
Like Fresno State at home, I'd imagine you're favored in that just because it's at home.
I don't have knowledge on some of these programs either.
No, that's totally fair.
Supposed to be good this year?
I don't know the answer to that. Houston, I would imagine that's a game that, like, I'm just trying to circle games where I'm like, yeah, dude, I could see Oregon State winning that at the outset. Cal, I don't know what to make of because Wilcox has had years where we've kind of counted them out early, and then they go on the road and, like, win at Auburn in the first month of the season. You're like, Cal's doing that?
They were decimated by
Jay Knott's gone. Yeah, their quarterback left for
Mendoza's
Indiana,
gone,
so they lost key pieces. I get it, but I'm also, there's a bit of a give him the benefit of the doubt because he's done it for a long time. But Fresno State, Houston, App State, Wake Forest is starting over with Dickert. Lafayette, I didn't even know was a college. Washington State twice, Sam Houston and Tulsa. Like, that's 8 games on your schedule. I'm like, yeah, you can win that game. That's a winnable game right there. Will they? I don't know, because I would have told you at the outset last year, hey, you're playing Air Force in October. That's a game that you should probably win. And then things at the side of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the base level of having quarterback play is going to help them tremendously. And you don't need Malik Murphy to come out and be, you know, 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, 10 picks. Like, you just being able to functionally throw the ball throughout the course of the season is already a better spot than you were offensively last year. And we know that they're going to want to run the football. We know that they're good at that position. Their offensive line historically has been good as a program.
Yeah.
And so if you just get a good – if you get what Malik Murphy did last year at Duke, which was
2,900 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 picks.
Not blowing your socks off, but it's not terrible.
60% completion percentage.
That's not great. You want that to be a little bit up, especially for college football. But you would imagine just a year of development, he's slightly better. So you give me 30 touchdowns, 10 picks. For Malik Murphy, very similar to what he did last year. Like, dude, that's a 7-8 win team right there, based on what you have elsewhere around him. Because they won 5 games last year and had maybe the worst quarterback play in the entire country. It was horrible. McCoy thought, he's the guy at the start. No, and then they had to put in the Johnson kid. He couldn't throw a football.
Had to go back to Gil Branson.
And then he had to go back to Gil Branson, who somehow, someway beat Washington State near the end of the season, which is still one of the funnier things of their entire year, where everything crumbled, and they put Gil Branson in, and they scored 40 and beat the Cougs at home.
Is he playing at Stanford, or he transferred to Stanford for medical school? I couldn't remember what it was.
if he's playing at Stanford, Stanford's got some issues. No offense to Ben Gilbranson.
They fired their coach 2 months ago, Dirt. I would tell you they do have issues.
They do have a lot of issues. You're fair in that point. So expectations for Oregon State all over the map, but still a nice reset year and opportunity for Bray. If you win 8 or 9 games this year,
yeah,
and then you're like, okay.
You weathered the storm.
We can breathe.
Yeah.
Next year,
yeah,
the Pac-12 starts.
Agreed.
If we win the conference, we could go to the college football playoff. Like, then that future reality in this weird no man's land that you've been in for the last year and a half is gone. Like, you feel totally different. You go 4-8, 5-7 this year, you're asking some pretty serious...
You take a step back this year, like, and there's massive injury. There needs to be a real conversation of, like, how quick do you pivot out?
It's a big year in that regard. Yeah. Nobody's saying hot seat, any of that kind of nonsense, but just a big year to settle
everybody
down.
4-8 should be a hot seat. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, that I would tend to agree with you there. Let's get to a couple of NFL camp notes. We got guys going down, guys back. A weird story out of one player. What do we make of it? Contracts getting handed out. We'll dive into some NFL camp notes. That's next, 105.1 FM, The Fam. Hey, right now, who's in the mood to win something, huh? How about a pair of weekend passes to the BitNile.com Grand Prix of Portland, which is going on August 8th through the 10th at Portland International Raceway. And if you listen to the show throughout the course of the week, you'll have a chance to win. You just got to listen for the code word and then text it to 503-864-6326. Guess what? The code word, race, spelled R-A-C-E. You text that right now to 503-864-6326. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of weekend passes to the BitNile.com. Am I saying that correctly? Yes, head nod. Grand Prix of Portland, August 8th through the 10th at Portland International Raceway. Tune in all week. We'll have some more of those to give away. I want to get to a couple of NFL notes out of training camps that are going on.
Got some good JMO audio.
Dude, Jameis Winston is a gift that keeps on giving.
Did you see why he had an answer? He had an answer, and it was fantastic. Basically, in the camps, he's having to direct the offense as the quarterback, and then at a certain point, they're pulling him
around the goal line. He's not a part of the goal line package.
Yeah, we have this cut. It was really funny because he was
and he said the same thing happened to him when he was in New Orleans. He was like, "Man, I got to drive the team all the way down there, and then they take me out. I couldn't score touchdowns."
So they asked him after his practice, "Hey, man, they pulled you at goal line," and here's what he said:
"Man, you know, I'm used to it. You know, if you remember in New Orleans, Taysom Hill, I used to drive the team all the way down the field, and Taysom Hill used to come in and run quarterback power and score a touchdown. So I was like, hey, like Jackson is Taysom Hill, you know, Taysom." Idaho, but Jackson from Utah. I was like, it's that Utah connection. Like, every time I have a good drive, like, they're going to take me out and put a kid from Utah in to come score a touchdown. No, but no, man. Like he needs those reps. He needs those red zone reps. I'd have been in the red zone a lot, you know, and that was a good drive. I knew I was going to end up in the end zone, so it allowed me to visualize myself being in the end zone again.
Can I tell you something?
The gift that keeps on giving.
I think he might be the best backup to have in a locker room.
He's a solid locker room guy. Everybody loves him. He's given funny pregame speeches. I don't disagree with the take at all.
I feel like he knows what he is now, too. He's like, yes, I'm the guy who gets an opportunity, and hopefully I run with it. But if I don't, I'm still in the league, and I'm making money.
Am I still wrong at laughing at the Giants, for one, their entire quarterback room, and two, just undoubtedly starting Russell Wilson over him?
Is that
too disrespectful to Russell Wilson?
No, did we watch Russell? He's been terrible. Russell Wilson. I didn't think he was overly great.
And I'm not sitting here arguing that Jameis Winston is good, because he clearly has not been for a long time either. But, like, they went into camp and it wasn't even a competition. I think that was, like, one of the first things Brian Daboll came out and said, like, immediately, Russell Wilson is our starting quarterback.
The weird thing to me is having two guys of that caliber of experience and then drafting Jackson Dart.
I don't think they plan on drafting a guy based on their offseason acquisitions, and then Dart kind of fell into their lap, maybe.
Isn't that a problem? So you weren't expecting to draft a quarterback, so you randomly did?
take a flyer.
Like, if you just had Russell Wilson. And to your point, like, if he just started and then you ease in Jackson Dart,
yes.
I get it.
Or Jameis Winston started and then you ease in Jackson Dart.
And I think Jameis Winston can win you some games and maybe keep you off a hot seat. Would you care to guess Russell Wilson's stats last year? Now, let me count them up.
What are we talking, like, touchdowns to picks?
8, 10. He played 11 games.
11 games.
Yards, touchdowns, picks.
In 11 games, I'll say.
And completion percentage.
God, he was not throwing for a lot of yards. 2,200 yards, 9 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Dead on the picks.
Okay.
16 tutties.
Okay, a little bit better than I thought.
And 2,400 yards.
Okay.
What was his completion percentage?
59.
63.7. He had games in the hundreds, the low twos, and then he randomly had a 400-yard
game. Out of the gate, remember, he came in. We had to do dumb segments about his Russ Cincinnati. Cooking again. Did the Steelers, or the Steelers figuring it out? Remember when that was a storyline for like 3 weeks of the NFL season last year? Because he torched a couple of guys right out of the gate when they put him into the starting lineup over Fields. And I remember my opinion going in was, why would you do that? And he played great right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Have you seen Cam Scataboo highlights?
He's
running all over people at training camp.
I'm rooting so hard for that.
Training camp highlights. Speaking of the Giants, yeah. they're getting all jacked about him.
Well, Dart's had some good highlights, too.
Dart has, too. He absolutely has. What do we make of this finally being the year for Kyle Pitts? Have you seen what Michael Penix is saying about his tight end? He's building everybody up again.
Look, first of all, really excited Penix is going to get a good runway here.
Too.
I want to see what it's going to be. I've seen some of his college highlights surface back because Jalen Polk is back at camp. People are like, hey, this guy used to play football.
You see him make fun of the housing market in Tuscaloosa? He said he went to visit DeBoer in Tuscaloosa, and he looked at his house, and he was like, dude, how much did this cost you? And it was like half the price of what Penix is costing in Atlanta, and it's like four times the size. He was like, man, I want to move down there.
Did he add, I didn't pay for it. The Alabama trustees did as part of the deal.
I didn't buy this thing, man.
I'm excited to see what he does, but I've noticed the directive from the social media Atlanta accounts is show as many Penix to Pitts highlights as possible.
Everybody draft him on your fantasy team. This is the year. We got some other NFL notes in the final hour of the show. Dusty is going to join us coming up in about 20 minutes. Ducks Media Day is today. Storylines going into their season where we get to hear from everybody, not just the three players at Big Ten Media Day. I got some other baseball notes to get to as well. It's a loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.